This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. By now, most North Texas students have been learning from home for a month, some even longer. We wondered, how's it going? So we dropped by one of Siegelville High School's virtual classrooms.
Hello.
Look at you.
Is that Donnie? Great.
Nearly two dozen 11th graders log into Mark Harrington's AP History class every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They mostly have the routine down.
Johnny, why are you taking up the whole screen?
I do not know.
Harrington knows his students are familiar with online learning because he's used it for years. What's new, though, to them and the rest of the world, is how things like Zoom meetings have replaced almost all of that in-person interaction. Harrington didn't want his students to completely lose that classroom feel.
This is the only time we get to video call our teachers, so this is the only time we can actually get our questions answered. If you were in class, like if you had questions, you could ask the teacher after class, you know, like after the class is over.
Yeah, this is the only class we have a video chat for.
That was Johnny Trevino and Demetria James, who see benefits of meeting like this with everyone together. That said, most of these Siegelville students told me they also like remote learning at their own pace. Take Victor Guzman.
I really like online better than school because, like, you do the work whenever you want. Like, whatever time you want. And, like, in school, you got to be there early. Yeah, and I really be waking up, like, late.
Though Guzman's been waking up in time for Mark Harrington's AP History at 10, students access it through the education app Edmodo. Kids say most of their other teachers use Google Classroom. The apps are similar and allow students to click on assignments, complete, then turn them in securely. Siegelville student Nyjah Rhodes worries overall that learning long distance may compromise her education.
At times, it's more like I'm just looking up stuff and I'm not soaking what I'm doing in. I'm just looking up stuff to do work or turn an assignment in. In school, we can't really be on our phone, so we really have to actually take in and learn.
Personal preferences aside, learning does happen online, according to Southern Methodist University's Jennifer Culver. She's the Technology Services Director at the SMU Education School.
There are a lot of ways for students to take in content and a lot of ways for students to represent and provide evidence of learning that wouldn't require constant on-time, real-time interactions with the teachers.
But this shutdown and shift to home all happens so fast, finding the best way to learn long distance is still a work in progress. That's according to Peggy Semmingson. The UT Arlington Associate Professor has been teaching online for a dozen years.
A lot of people had to hit the ground running, and so they were, you know, building the airplane as you're flying it, so to speak. And so I think with the summer and maybe the fall, depending on where we're heading, people are going to be able to feel more confident with their online teaching and try new things and, you know, even be innovative.
Innovative or not, many students' lives are not conducive to learning from home. Edward Zapata says this has not been easy.
It's painful because I have two nephews. Times I have to watch them, but I also have homework.
Others have no home at all, like Nyjah Rhodes learned the other day.
We saw one of a student that go to our school, and he's homeless, so he usually depend on school for food and a place to be at. And we gave him our food and money, but it changed my perspective for people who actually need to be at school because they don't have nowhere else to be.
Teacher Mark Harrington says district officials know about the student and have reached out to his family. No matter their situation, Miranda Serrano sums up her Siegelville classmates' take on this emergency education.
Yeah, I like this class because it is AP. It's like, I like the challenge, but I don't like the challenge of having halfway through the year going through a pandemic.
Neither does instructor Harrington, but it's giving him a whole new outlook on teaching history. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.